What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. This is Fluff Tube Edition, and I am with Colin Plume to talk about the financial catastrophe happening right now in America, in the world, But you have good news, right, Colin? I mean, it's not all that bad if you protect yourself.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, listen, there's for every disaster, there's a silver lining, and there's a way to protect yourself in every situation. It's just so many people don't want to hear what's happening, and they want to stay the course, you know, and it's, sometimes it's they have to have something jolting happen. And, you know, like
they
last
put
year,
their head in the sand.
Yeah, like last year when all those banks went out of business, you know, I think that was like a sent some shockwaves to people, like, hey, you know what, maybe I don't want to have all my money in the bank. And so they open their eyes up. And I think, you know, that's really important. So yeah, no, there's definitely new things happening. The one thing that I really would focus on is, and I like to talk about what's going to happen this year, but the BRIC nations aren't going to meet in October. They're going to meet in Russia to talk about the really heavy growth in the BRIC nations. I mean, there's a lot of countries that have joined, the UAE, Iran, a number of countries have joined. There's 30 other countries that want to join. So they're going to have this meeting in October and talk about what's happening geopolitically. And why that's important to us is because, you know, Putin has said they're looking to move away from the dollar. China has said that they want to move away from the dollar. And so there's a lot of belief that in this meeting that they're going to move away from using the dollar and either create their own currency. They want to trade within themselves.
Backed by gold.
They've talked about backing by gold. And so people have been speculating on this for a while. But the one thing I can tell you that's happened is that, you know, the petrodollar, which until, you know, go back 5 years, almost every transaction in the world was done in the dollar. Now, in 2023, 1 in 5 transactions were actually done in non-U.S. dollars. So
that was in 2023. What's it at now? It's got to have gone up.
It's gone up since then. And, you know, people are concerned about that happening. I mean, that was, you know, us having that power of the world's reserve currency and us having the transactions, these huge transactions in the dollar, gives the U.S. An advantage for our currency because it shows strength, right? It shows strength that these big countries are trading in oil, these massive transactions. But they're moving away. They want to move away. Global reserves around the world and the dollar were at 72% 10 years ago. Now we're at 58%. So they're slowly chipping away. And that's what's going to happen in October. They're going to talk about how they can do that even more, is move away.
Get away from the dollar even more.
Get away from the dollar even more. Yeah. That's really the most important thing to keep in mind, is that it's, you have to think that our currency is not going to have the same type of weight that it's had for since 1944, since we became the world's reserve currency, the Bretton Woods Exchange.
So they're going to make a big move. They're in October, probably around that time frame. As we go into an election, they're going to make some kind of big move. Depending on, I wonder if it's contingent on what happens in November.
The election, what's happening with election, could be a big part of that, depending on who's going to get in office. But yeah, I mean, I think overall, when you look at the economy and as people are deciding who to vote for, you know, there's a lot of things happening with this administration that have not been, you know, positive for business owners and the economy. One thing that I'm absolutely concerned about, because at Noble Gold, we do deal with a lot of people that are either at retirement or near retirement, is Social Security. Social Security, they came out, and report just came out that said, by 2035, they're going to be about 75% funded. So what does that mean? Are they just going to give 3/4 of the people all of their money? Or no, they're going to either raise the retirement age. So they're going to go, you know, maybe to 70, or maybe they're going to push the time that you can get the money. Or they're going to go ahead and cut the benefits. And so they have to. There's no choice. You can't go both ways.
I have a huge senior citizen audience. Yeah. So hearing this, they're, you know, or approaching, you know, they're in their 50s, 60s. What is it right now to collect on that?
Well, I think the minimum you can get on Social Security is around $1,100. If you start collecting the earliest, And every year that you wait, you'll get a little bit more. Similar to like life insurance and a lot of or permanent life. And then every year that it stays in and you don't collect, you can get a little bit more. I think the maximum you can get is about $3,000 or $3,100. The average is about $1,800. So, and that's not a lot of money. I mean, if you think about 10 years from now, if they have to cut the benefits and maybe the benefits are at 1,800 or 1,900, 10 years from now, what is 1,800 going to cover really? Mostly food costs, like maybe some day-to-day necessities, but it's not going to cover rent. It's not going to cover a mortgage. It's not going to cover any of the other things. Luckily, your health insurance is sort of typically taken care of, but any supplement to that, you know, Medicare or Medicaid, comes out of pocket.
I read in an article, I put it up on my morning show, that the senior citizens are going to outnumber the children coming in by the year 2040 or 2030 something. I can't remember the exact year, but it's approaching. They're living
Yeah.
longer, they're going to need help. I mean, and they're going to outnumber the youth. I mean, are you serious? Because you think about it, even the youth, they're not having kids anymore. Like,
Right.
the birth rates have slowed down. I mean, and now
Right.
the older citizens are living a lot longer. They're living a lot longer.
Yeah, no, I mean, people are not the American dream of the house and the 2.2 kids, you know, has changed, right? The house has definitely changed. Like, people are not either can't afford it or they're just not infatuated with the idea of owning a house for whatever
I
reason.
think now it's single and 13 cats.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, it's and then having those 2.2 kids, you know, that, you know, that typical American dream is sort of dramatically changed for what people think is the dream for them. And a lot of it could be that they just can't afford it. And then also I've had friends who have said that, you know, why would I want to bring them into this kind of world? Why would I want to do that? You know, it's not what I was when I grew up. You know, the safety issues,
Well,
you know, just the cost of living that, you know,
I
the
think a lot is contingent on what happens in November, if you want my honest opinion. I think
could be.
wherever this direction, whatever direct the humanity is on a balance right now.
Yeah.
What happens in November is going to decide everything, man. And then, everyone knows my views on this, how I perceive this. I don't think we're going to, I think some things are going to happen in my opinion, but November is where it's at. I think this whole conversation would be different if Mr. T was in office right now.
Yeah, no, I think it could be different. I mean, you know, looking at, you know, I look at the numbers and then I look at the consumer sentiment. Consumer sentiment is down about 67%. That was a report from last month. So, and what that means is that the buying mentality is low. You know, you want to be, you know, 2, 3 years ago, you were in the high 70s. You want consumer sentiment to be high. That means people have confidence in the economy. So consumer sentiment is really low. The PPI report came out today, which is the, you know, producer price index. And you're looking at costs have gone up. They were up about 0.5% from last month. So the cost, and that's typically an indication of inflation. And Jerome Powell was very interesting in his meeting today discussing inflation. And I think it's the first time that I ever heard him say this, that we don't have to get every indicator below 2% to hit our goal. And that's typically not the way inflation was looked at for a long time. Everybody wants all of the indicators to be at 2% or below to feel really good about the economy. He's saying, well, maybe not. Maybe we're not going to get all these indicators below 2%, basically hinting that we're not going to get that number of 2% anytime soon. He also hinted that maybe we're not lowering interest rates again this year, even though coming into this year, they wanted to build everybody's confidence. And so the thing that happens a lot in an election year is that the Fed, depending on who they want to win, they'll try to build the confidence of the economy. And one way they can build the confidence is by raising or lowering interest rates or pausing. And so I think he really wanted to give the impression that we're going to lower rates to give people the confidence, which did boost the stock market, but it's actually not going to happen. It looks like that's not the truth. And ultimately, the Fed has a mandate to not raise interest rates They can't lower interest rates if inflation's going up. It would go against their mandate. So he's sort of in a pickle in terms of what he's going to do this year. I think Powell knows his best chance to get Biden reelected would be to lower rates, because that would be a boom for the stock market, and you'd be sort of artificially pushing the economy into a better place. But he can't. So that's sort of happening in the Fed front. Tomorrow the CPI comes out, so everyone should be watching the CPI. When the CPI report's coming out, everyone should be watching that. It's a very strong indicator of what's going to happen. It's an
That's
indicator.
tomorrow. Tomorrow, what's the date?
Yeah,
Fifteenth.
tomorrow. So ultimately, I think Nino is like, one of the things that we talk about a lot is, what are all these economic factors, and how do you sort of protect yourself? And that's what is the good news. What's the what's where's the rainbow? Where's things going to get better? And I think that gold has done great. I mean, you go back. I was just looking at the charts. You go back 5 years from today, gold was sitting at about 1465. Today we're sitting at 2340,
It's at
2350.
2350,
Yeah,
2340.
so we've
But
we've
you expect it to go to 5,000, right?
and I you I not me, UBS, Bank of America. Bank of America predicts 3500. UBS thinks it could double or
By
triple.
when?
They think in the next 2 to 3 years that could happen.
Damn.
So I think that what it comes down, the interesting thing now is that, let's say the Fed figures out a way to lower or expand the money supply. And that's what I think is going to happen. I think they're going to go, we can't lower rates, but let's expand the money supply, which is another trigger to help the economy. That's what I think they're going to do. And that's what happened in 2009. That's called quantitative easing. And if people remember what happened during quantitative easing from 2009 to 2011, is gold and silver went on a historic run. Absolutely parabolic run. If you look at the charts, you can see it there. So my gut is that they're going to figure out a way. They're going to say, we can't lower interest rates because that's our, but we're going to expand the money supply. We're going to get more money out there because we do want to get our guy reelected. And maybe people will be fooled by this. They'll believe the economy is better. And so I think they're going to try to do something where they expand the money
And
supply.
the credit card debt has just got to be through the roof right now. It's got
Oh,
to be
yeah.
ridiculous.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's, the rates are, average rate is in the 25% range. And that's not for the person that typically needs or uses their credit card. For people that have bad credit or new credit, you're going to be in the high 20s, low 30s. And that's at least 10 basis points higher than it was a year and a half or 2 years ago. So that's a pretty dramatic difference. 30% credit card rates are very difficult.
I hear the same thing over and over from people, man, that reach out to me in the comments or emails, like, I can't afford it. I can't afford to buy gold. I can't afford. What do you have to say to these people? Because there's a lot of people that are like living off their credit cards, they're in debt,
Sure.
and they're just like, man, I can't do it. What do we tell
Yeah.
those? I mean, is it
It,
just sorry, tough luck, better luck next time, or what, is
yeah,
there a
no, I mean,
plan
I,
for them?
right. I mean, I think a lot of it comes down to is that you do need to find ways to increase your debt, find ways to increase your nut, your monthly nut of whatever your costs are. But I would say that you almost you can
Not
you
increase debt.
no, you're I'm sorry, decrease your
I was
debt.
like, wait, what? I was like, where's this going?
Yeah, sorry about that. Get
I was like, what?
your monthly expenses, what I
Okay.
meant to say, your monthly expenses down to a more reasonable number, cutting off, if you're not, you don't watch Netflix, don't do, all those $15, $18, $20, $50, memberships you have, try to get rid of those. But I think what the thing is that when people say they can't afford it, a lot of times when I look at people's expenses, they can't afford it. They're just spending money in places that don't really make sense. Right now, if you're, trying to grow and trying to, get to the next level in your life, the money that you should be, there's two places you should be spending money. One is you should be investing in yourself. Any money you're spending, you should be investing in a way to help you grow, to help you get out of the situation that you're in. And you and I have talked off air that, we've been in bad holes. I mean, I over 12 years ago, I was $100,000 in debt to the IRS and more than that in credit cards. So I've been there. I've done it. And
So have I.
it's there are ways to work your way out of those holes. And it's not quick. It's not easy. It's painful. But you have to hit things kind of head on. So I think the first thing is really looking at your finances, where you are, and trying to get your expenses and try to pay down things. Second thing is you really got to take care of your mind and your body. You know, those are really two important things. And you know, I think like get having a clear head and really be able to tackle problems without having things clouding your judgment
You
is
know,
really
every
key.
time I put on Netflix, I just see propaganda. And you know, I tell people all the time, get rid of Netflix, get on to Ninos
Well,
Corner.tv. You know, it's like keep the gym membership, get rid of the Netflix, get rid of the
right,
Amazon. I mean, I don't ever watch that stuff anyway.
exactly, Nino, and that's what I'm saying is like you're giving them information that's valuable, helpful. You're trying to look out for them in the future, but also just giving them information that they can use day to day. Netflix is trying to just, you know, brainwash you or just trying to keep you know, hooked in there for a long time, or they're trying to sell you something. You know, ultimately that stuff's not going to really benefit you. So, you know, I think it's really important in today's environment is to, and this month's a big month to talk about. It's Mental Health Month. May is Mental Health Month. And I talk about this a lot with a lot of my employees and a lot of, it's really about like eliminating the noise and really trying to focus. And I think that's whether it's through meditation or however you're going to be able to do it in your life. You know, for me, it's like really moving my body and keeping my mind and spirit.
I was just with a friend talking about this, and he, I was like, man, what are you spending on your bar tabs? And he never has money, you know, and he's spending like $200 to $500 every time he goes out on a bar tab.
Easily.
And
Yeah.
I'm
Oh,
like,
yeah.
why you, I mean, he goes, yeah, but that's my social life, man. I mean, I work hard and I want to be able to release a little bit. I'm like, okay, those are priorities. Like if that's what you look at, instead of like what you said, yoga, get a yoga gym membership, get a gym membership,
Right.
yoga, meditating.
Right.
Get goal. You got to change your life. Sometimes that's the hard part about this is you got to make a difference in your life to make that change.
Yeah.
And it takes
And
some
it's
restructuring.
Yeah, and it's funny because I mentor business owners too, also. One of the many things that I do. And I a lot of it is I want to give back to people. And I spoke to an attorney, a friend of a friend that just needed help with his business. And you know, he's like, I don't want to take too much of your time. And he's like telling me, asking me, like, well, should I try this with my marketing? Should I try this? And I'm like, but he's like, but I really want to focus just on my law practice. I don't want to focus so much, you know, on the marketing or this. And I was trying to tell him, like, I know you're a lawyer, but you're a business owner, right? And so people don't realize that you can't put your head in the sand with things that are really important, like your finances. Like you can't trust your stockbroker. You can't trust your CPA to file your taxes. You're ultimately in charge. And listen, you could, at the end of the day, you could go, you know, they made a mistake and now I'm paying the price. And you could do the blame game. But at the end of the day, like this stuff, this gold and silver, you put this away. And talking about debt, you know, that's what we're talking about. Debt and focus. Like anyone can buy this stuff and anyone can put it away. And I promise you this, you start to buy some things that don't have debt and you start to get away from some of that bad debt. Now there's good debt, but you get away from the bad debt in your life, you'd be surprised how much better you feel day to day. And that's, if you read our reviews in Noble Gold Investments, that's the common sentiment. With our customers is that they feel better after they make
You
it.
know what I find funny about this whole podcast is that we're telling people how to get their lives better, make better decisions, get out of debt, and the government that taxes us is in
Yeah.
$34,541,727,970,599. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like this is, and we're telling people to get their shit together, and the government can't get its shit together. I mean, really, dude. These are the ones taxing. They're taxing us, and they're in $34 trillion to debt.
And
I
also
mean,
think about too, like people are like, oh, the jobs, like it's all smoke and mirrors, right? With this administration, it's like
it's garbage,
look at
dude.
the jobs report. So many of those jobs, they say well over 30% of a lot of the growth over the last year is government jobs. So of course, like if you want to make yourself look good, you spend money from over here and you hire people over here. So people, because people think that jobs report, if they don't read between the lines, they actually believe it. But government jobs are not, that's not a way for us to get at it. We're just paying for it in two different ways, right? We're getting the tax revenue and then we're paying for an
So what, like
employee.
robbing Paul to pay Peter type thing?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what's really important, is that, coming into this election is really, looking at these numbers and really understanding what's going on. But ultimately, there is, to go to the beginning, there is good news. We have a brand new economic crisis toolkit. It was done by my friend Kevin Sorbo. He's a brand ambassador of Noble Gold now, otherwise known as Hercules.
Yeah, the dude, the actor.
The actor, yeah, he's
I
a
think I
brand
have him coming on my
ambassador.
show again soon.
Yeah, you had him on your show. He's
I'm having him
unbelievable.
again this, I think.
Oh, you are? Okay, yeah. Kevin Sorbo, we have an economic crisis toolkit. It's 45 minutes. We talk about the economy. It's all video. We can send you a PDF if you want to read it, but we have it broken up into short videos, and it talks about things that are really happening in the economy. Talks about ways to protect yourself. So we have some of the tools available, and that's really what it is. Is you got to get information right now, and you got to soak in that information, and then build a plan going forward, which is, I know what you're all about and what you've done with your life, is you take in information and then you create an action
But
plan. And that's really what we've done with this Kevin Sorbo. Nobody in the precious metal space has ever done it. We've done it, and it's fascinating, and I think people are really going to like it. So
so
if they
I want to tell people also, like, don't feel overwhelmed, please. It's hard to change your life. Take incremental steps. That's the most important thing. Cut this out, add a little bit of this, cut that out next. It happened organically for me. It's not something that I sat down with a pencil and a pad and I said, this is how I'm changing my life. I just took the first step, and that's what you got to do as well. And that's, don't let this overwhelm you. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So is there anything else we should cover here? I mean,
No, I mean, I think we went over a lot. I think tomorrow people are going to check out the CPI report. They should be watching that, getting an idea. Look at your 401ks, make sure that you're getting the returns. Take a look at the fees you're paying. We'll be back on. I'll be back on with you. But, give us a call if you want to learn about what we do. If you want to look at these items, it's not a fund. A lot of times people are like, oh, it's a fund, and what you're doing is, yeah, we help people buy gold and silver, but it's not a fund. Once you own it, it's yours. I don't benefit from it in any way that Noble Gold doesn't. We get you there, you buy it, and then when you want to sell it, for those people that bought gold from us 5 years ago, some of them are taking some profit today. They need it to live on and pay for whatever. Some of them are going to continue to buy and hold it for the next 10, 15 years. So we're just there for the journey of helping you in one aspect, one small aspect. And I think to echo what you said, take little chunks of things and learn about them, and then make an informed decision about what's best for you and your family. And that's what we're here for. We're an American company, family-owned business. Check out our reviews. We pride ourselves on customer service. So for anyone that's looking to get information,
Yeah,
we're
you
here.
guys have amazing customer service. And I've been privileged to know you personally. So I want to say thank you, Colin, for your friendship and how you've helped me with my life. And folks, give it a shot. Seriously. Like, you don't let it overwhelm you. Just make the phone call and see where you go from there. Take it from there. Just make the phone call or hit the link down below and start from there, right, Colin?
Absolutely. That's it. And yeah, when you get through and you talk to somebody, tell them you want that Kevin Sorbo masterclass. They'll get that over to you. We just released it about a week and a half ago. So great information there, and looking forward to all your feedback, and obviously see you on the next one.
All right, Colin, thank you for joining me. Folks, get over there, noblegoldinvestments.com, correct?
Correct.